Today is World Health Day, celebrated each year on April 7th. It marks the founding of the World Health Organization and is an opportunity to draw worldwide attention to a subject of major importance to global health. This year, the theme is urbanization and health. We spoke to Francesco Raccippi, director of the WHO in Rome, to find out more about why this theme was chosen.
If you consider that just 30 years ago, only 4 out of 10 people used to live in urban areas, and we are expecting that by 2050, 7 out of 10 people will be living in urban areas. But as the number of people increases, and particularly at the global level, we are not prepared to sustain the extremely rapid growth in the number of inhabitants in urban areas, then we can see that some problems become manifest. And in particular, we are seeing a problem of infectious diseases, which are very important, of course, when you have a crowded environment, and they are particularly acute in the case of people living in slums. Next to that, we have a whole set of health issues which are related to non-communicable conditions, for example, diabetes, cancer, heart disease. How they relate to the urban environment. They relate to the urban environment, for example, through exposure to air pollution, through the difficulty in having access to healthy diets and maintaining adequate level of physical activity. So you see, it is a complex set of health-related issues that citizens and policymakers need to be aware of and to act upon in order to make, to turn cities into places where health can be built and can be improved.